Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and really pleased to welcome to the microphones Jim Packard. Jim,
I thought you'd be disappointed, Larry. And
well, I am disappointed that you're leaving, but great to have you. Great to have you here. I've spent, 29 years?
It's been 29 years here at Wisconsin Public Radio. In fact, I was cleaning out my desk this morning and was coming across correspondence related back to 1981 when I came aboard and had a half-time job, $13,000 a year, and that was my entree to Wisconsin Public Radio as a newsreader, and then eventually just kept moving up, and finally got to be your producer about 15 years ago, and we've been together ever since.
We sure haven't. I did the math on this. Jim, we had a little retirement soiree for Jim, and I had done the math. 15 years, that's about just about 4,000 shows he's produced, and then you figure about 80% of them were two-topic shows. So we had about 7,000 topics that he produced. He wrote the scripts, contacted the guests, of which there must have been at least 10,000, and wrote the scripts, lined up the guests, put some questions together, and then produced those shows almost every day as the on-air producer. God, you must be tired from from all that.
I'm sorry. I was taking a nap there for a minute, Larry, and I'm glad that you woke me up. No, it has really been an education for me, and working with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners could not have any better audience for the topics that we've selected. And with a focus on Wisconsin, why, you just know that you're guaranteed to get a good audience outdoors, indoors. Yeah. We've done a lot and developed a lot of regulars that will continue to be with us. And it's been a real lot of fun.
Well, you started, actually, you had 16 years in commercial radio, I think, as you said. How did you get interested in radio? How did you get started?
You know, way back when I was an early teenager, I was just struck by radio and happened to find out that there was a teenage disc jockey contest that was starting in the local radio station, which was at Poinette up on the hill overlooking the city. That's about 20, 25 miles north of Madison.
WIBU,
which stands for Wind Is Being Used. That was the reason for that call sign. And got a job after winning the contests and got a part-time job, which was about 55 years ago, let's say 1955, and we're now 55 years or 50 years later, how many years it is. But I got into Madison in about 1965 and went to work for what was then the top AM station, WISM.
WISM
1480. And then did some work with their FM station and continued at WIBA, WIBA-FM. Was the first person or the first two-man team to play Bruce Springsteen in Madison, for which we had a nice champagne party at the hotel across from the Alliance Center.
With Bruce Springsteen.
That's right, with Bruce Springsteen and the entire E Street Band. So that was one of the highlights of my career. Others would be that taking What Do You Know to Nashville and doing a station break from the Grand Ole Opry on the stage of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. So there have been just some really wonderful moments that have occurred in this career.
Well, I tell you what, we have a caller online. You know, you got a couple callers online, but Scott from Madison is online here. Scott, are you there?
I'm here. Oh. Good afternoon to you guys.
Scott Craven.
Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, but it's not my day, Jim. It's yours. And I just called in. I wanted to wish you well and say I've enjoyed every minute of working with you over all the years. I used to listen to Wisdom Radio as well. I didn't get to Madison too long after you did. But hey, behind every good hosted show, there's a great producer, and you're darn good host in your own right too. So, congratulations on moving on, and I wish you the best.
And I wish you the best, and I will continue to be listening to you, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Well, Marvin in Menominee has been waiting a little while. Marvin, hi.
Hi. Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Marv.
You know, Jim, we're really going to miss you. Public radio, and I just want to say that, oh gosh, a long time ago. I think 27 years ago, maybe, we went down to see the What Do You Know show when it was in Vital.
You would have been just a little bit early at that point since we did our 25-year CD this summer. So
probably it was 25 years ago.
It was your one-year anniversary show.
So it was 24 years ago.
24 years ago. Time's fun when you're having flies. What can I say?
Yeah.
But anyway, we were out on... We remember the show because it was fun, and everybody went to the terrace afterwards and had some cake and stuff. But the thing that we remember the most is how kind and nice you were.
Well, I probably didn't know any better and hadn't been given the big head just yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you definitely made the day, and every day since then when we've heard you on the radio, it's just, you know, been really good.
Thank you, Marvin. Thanks
very
much.
Appreciate it, Marv.
He is a nice guy, and he's that way off the air as well as on the air. That is for sure. Well, here's Noel. Noel, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Noel.
Noel Cutright.
Yes, it's really great to have this opportunity to thank Jim for all the great questions and moderating when Bill and I sit in to talk about birds.
And you will be on the 17th of January, just ahead of the Martin Luther King celebration, to talk about your favorite project, Bird City.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. We have announced our first 15 Bird City communities in Wisconsin, and we're embarking on a new year to try to encourage more communities to apply for this kind of status, and we look forward to it.
Well, it's been great, and Noel is one of those people, Jim, that when a holiday came around, it's such a popular show.
That's right. When he and Bill Volkert get together, the phone, the phones just light up. They just light up and stay that way, and I appreciate his willingness to work on holidays like we have been.
Thanks, Noel.
Absolutely. And Jim, work on a bird sound and call it in.
All right, I will.
All right. Thanks, Noel. Thanks for calling. Oh, my goodness.
I did have quite a thrill not that long ago as we had a raptor sitting in our front clump of birches, and that would be one of the real colorful ones with a red head.
Oh, well, we had one yesterday sitting up in our birch tree. Ours was it sat there long enough, I was able to identify it as a red-tail hawk, and they're really fun to see. Well, Bassam is with us now.
Bassam, what a pleasure.
Congratulations, Jim. I'm very happy for you. I'm sad for me because the next time I'm on Larry's show, you're not going to be there.
That's true. That's true.
I want to salute you for not only being a very funny person, which you are, but also being highly professional. Every time I was on the show, either in the studio or from afar by telephone, you were the most professional producer I have ever worked with in the media. And I've been on a lot of national TV and radio shows, including Larry King and other people. But I want to say this about you, Jim. You are really a distinguished member of our academic staff at the university. And I'm going to miss you a lot, but I hope to hear your voice repeatedly on Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, the great thing that I have going for me is that Bassam gave me a new book about chemical signs and what they mean, and so I will be studying chemistry in my days off next to the fire.
And there will be a quiz on that too.
Oh, I suppose there will be. And that'll be at scifund.org.
Exactly. The best to you, Jim.
Thank you so much, Bassam.
Thank you, Bassam, for calling. Well, we've got, oh my golly, all these callers here. I have all these questions, but Dee in Dubuque is on. Here, Dee, hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to see if Jim is going to, if he still has Boston Terriers. He once, at a What Do You Know show, showed my sons a picture of his dog, Archie, and if he is going to be a servant to the Boston during his retirement.
That, I think, is definite, that I will be a servant to the Boston. We do have two of them. We have Maggie and we have Riley, and they have come along in Archie's path. He passed on a few years ago, And so now we've got 4-year-old Riley and 2-year-old Maggie. And
she Maggie's
rules
quite
the
little show dog.
She rules. Larry came over the other day, and so he had a chance to see her.
Well, good for you. Congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate hearing from you, Dee.
Thank you, Dee. And, oh, my goodness, here's Lori.
You've got them all lined up, Larry.
Lori, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Lori Tyne Brody.
Congratulations, Jim.
You're just pulling my leg, aren't you?
No, I'm not. But I would pull your leg if you were in my clinic and
right.
you needed a little bit of hip mobilization.
I could use it.
Exactly. So I appreciate Bassam's book to you and sitting by the fire, but I hope you're also going to take some time to get out and take those dogs for a walk.
Oh, yes.
And get some exercise, stretch those legs, take some hikes on some long trails with some blue skies, and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Sounds wonderful. I'm going to start off with joining up with my brother John, who's a year younger than I am, and we're going to start working out together on Mondays and Fridays at Warner Park at the community center there. Got a really nice facility, and the price is very reasonable, so it's time to get going.
Excellent. And if you have any troubles, you know where to reach us.
I will. Thank you, Lori.
All right. Take care, Jim.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. Thank you very much for calling. Well, isn't that a surprise?
It is a surprise.
All these folks call it. Well, Marty in Lake Nabagamon is on next. Hi, Marty.
Hi. Jim, you're going to have to teach your next producer how to pronounce Nabagamon. That's one thing.
Okay.
You're one of the few people who can do that.
I think that she had to answer that question before she could be hired.
Well, it's nice to know you're thinking of us up here.
Right.
And when you're not out walking your Boston Terriers, I hope you're going to be writing lots of poetry, and we'll see you in Elko, Nevada at the Cowboy Poets Gathering, gathering there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Wow.
Hopefully that would work out.
Well, Jim is the Wisconsin Public Radio's cowboy poet. There's no doubt about that.
I knew that, so that's why I asked the question. We'll look for you there, Jim.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks very much.
Larry, I've got a short cowboy poem.
I was going to ask you about that. You have one?
It's a very short cowboy poem. It's riding a buck and bronc ain't no riddle. Keep one leg on each side and your mind down the middle.
Oh, I love it. Well, Peter's on board here, so let's go to Peter.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Jim.
Peter Green of InfoStar.
Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations. You've made it this far.
That's right.
Yep.
Thanks to you.
Hey, you've been awesome producing the show, and you're going to be missed.
I really appreciate those comments, Peter. And having worked with you monthly for all these years, the whole 15 years together, because you were with Larry even before I got here, it's been a really dramatic increase in the amount of awareness of computers, people in our listening audience adapting them. And just really been a growing topic and been really a pleasure to work with you as one of the guests in this field.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And
you've gone all out here, Larry.
Well, this is kind of a surprise. Jim did not know that there were going to be all these folks calling in today, so it's great.
I thought we were going to have to fill all this time ourselves.
Well, Mac in Alma wants to make a comment. Mac, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
First of all, congratulations, Jim.
Thank you so much.
And my question is, now that you're leaving, what do you know? Can you tell us something about Michael Feldman that you know he'd hate for you to tell?
Oh. Well, I doubt that he's listening, so that's probably, let's see. That he would, I can't tell you anything that I think that he would be unhappy to hear.
Nothing embarrasses him.
Nothing embarrasses him. The better, you know, the more ticklish the situation, the better. The only thing that I reminisce about some incidents that we've had together, once when I walked on his back, and just about, you know, crippled him for life. It seemed like a good idea at the time. I thought I would have something to balance on, you know, like have some overhead pole or something. And I had to just walk on his back. And I weigh a little over 150 pounds or better. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I could end his career and then probably mine. With this, that was about 10 years ago.
All right. Thanks, Mac. Bill, up next. Hi, Bill. Bill, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Bill.
Bill Volkert.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks.
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations, and it's been a real pleasure working with you and certainly with the vast audience talking about Wisconsin birds over the years. And I hope that in your retirement, you get yourself a pair of binoculars and come on up to Horicon Marsh.
It sounds like a great idea. I think I'll do that.
Thanks, Bill.
He's got all the time in the world now, right?
He's got all the time in the world now. Although everybody who is retired that I know says, I don't know how I was able to go to work when because I'm so busy, and I expect it's going to be the same for Jim.
I'm hoping so anyway.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you for everything you have done, and it's been great working with you, and best of luck to you.
Thank
All
you
right,
so
thanks,
much.
Bill. Here's another Bill. Hi, Bill.
Good afternoon. This is Bill in West Bend. Jim, you know who this is?
Bill Dushak.
That's right.
My conscience tells me it's the Reverend.
Yeah, we're classmates from 1958.
We are indeed.
Jim's been telling me for years he was going to retire. And, I was in the car a little bit ago and heard you were going to interview him today, and I thought, I got a call. And
that's
just,
great.
Congratulate him. He's like he said, he's been in radio since he was a teenager. I remember his days at WIBU. It was a country music station. They played the old-timers jamboree.
Yep, that's right. That's
you
right.
Remember
to get
that,
started.
Jim?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Well, did you do the old timers jamboree?
I did some of them, but of course.
Yeah.
Because you had two shifts. You had either an early morning shift or you had an evening shift, and you took turns. And so half the time you'd be doing the old timers jamboree, and the next time you'd be up in the morning.
Well, you got a good radio voice. You always seemed like a natural. And I just want to say congratulations, and maybe in some way I can say it for the whole class of 1958 in Lodi.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. It's great to hear from you.
You are our most famous personality.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Bill. And Paul up next. Hi, Paul.
Hi. This is Paul Kinzer from Gales.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
Hey, Paul.
I'm doing great. And I haven't been on nearly as long as some of these other folks coming on, but I've been on the show a few times. And I just wanted to say how easy, Jim, you made it. You definitely came out before I'd come on. I was nervous the first few times, and you were just such a comforting voice and presence, and you made it so easy for me. And then the last time I was on several weeks ago, you told me you were retiring, and I was just I was emotional. It made me feel sort of sad. We've only been in Wisconsin listening to Wisconsin Public Radio for, it's about 6 years now. But right when we got here, we turned you on, you and Larry, and we've listened ever since.
Oh.
Well, it's been great, and you've been a wonderful guest, and I know that Larry looks forward to having many more programs with you in the future.
Well, it's great every time I'm there.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Well, Jim, what... I know you've taken up golf again, retaken up golf.
I've retaken up golf. I had quit once at the Monona Golf Course on the third tee on a Saturday morning in the rain and had taken my old beat-up clubs that I must have inherited or something and threw them into the trash can. But then Michael Feldman took me out golfing at a charity event a couple of years ago, and I realized how really this was very nice, and I must be now not nearly as temperamental as I was at the time. I was the Tommy Bolt of my generation, and have enjoyed it and have enjoyed being with our co-ed golf league called the Swingers. And the Swingers have a Christmas party, a holiday party tonight. And so at 5:30, we'll be sharing cocktails and dreaming of birdies and eagles and things like that.
So that's, well, it's not that far off. What, about March or so, maybe?
Yeah.
April, you could probably get out there.
I would think so. Start swinging the clubs.
Well, have you got a fond memory of the station and of the program or things that may have happened during our time together?
There are some moments that you think, why am I in this business? The deadlines are intense at times, but I've just learned to survive in there. But I would just say that my best memories of being here in the station are working with you. I know that you told during my retirement party that sometimes you weren't all that thrilled about the choice of program I'd selected for you, and really had some remorse before the show. And so what would I do?
You would say, Larry, it's always Larry twice. Larry, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. You're going to get lots of calls. And you know what? It always worked that way.
Yeah, so that's pretty much how it's been. Other memories, there's so many, you just can't sort them out after a while.
So golf is on the, and dogs, of course.
Golf and dogs, and I've also been informed that my culinary skills will improve, especially if I do the evening meals. And so I'll have time to reflect on what that meal choice will be. The Jennifer Street Market is not that far away. It's only halfway between where you will be living, Larry, and where I'm living now. So I expect we'll see lots of each other.
Oh, I expect that. And speaking of the culinary, I remember back in the day when you were courting Deb.
Yes.
You had, you actually were a pretty good cook then and came up with a recipe that she said she'd marry you if you cooked, prepared that once in a while.
We did a really nice cod with some fresh ginger and some slices of onion and a little white wine. Put all of that together, put it in the oven, and it was a surefire recipe. We're still married 29 years later.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you, it's been a wonderful pleasure working with you. You and I are still going to be able to do. We'll go to the basketball
Absolutely.
Games together.
I'll be looking forward to that.
And hopefully, we can swing the golf clubs together this coming summer a little bit too.
That's true. And I know that we should say to our good friend David McDonald that was supposed to be here today, he had some physical problems. That we'll look forward to swinging the clubs with him too.
Yeah, we'll get McDonald in there too, Jim. Thank you so much.
Okay, Larry.
It's been a great 15 years and a great 29 years at Wisconsin Public Radio. You will definitely be missed.
Thank you.
Jim Packard, everyone, completing 29 years here at Public Radio in various positions as a news person and for the last 15 years as producer of this program. And I can tell you, he will be missed. But he's produced some other programs for us. Coming up, we'll be talking about gardening. On the Ideas Net tomorrow. Stay with us.